According to the latest polls, North Carolina Senator John Edwards has increased his lead over Massachusetts Senator John Kerry in the South Carolina Democratic primary. Voting is now underway in South Carolina, the first state in the U.S. South to hold a primary election this year. According to a poll in the state newspaper, the largest newspaper in South Carolina, 30% of Democratic Party voters say they support North Carolina Senator John Edwards, 25% say they support Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Walter Edgar, a professor of political science at the University of South Carolina, says for the first time this primary season, African Americans could decide the winner.
African Americans are roughly a third of the population of South Carolina. In the Democratic primary, they will make up about 50% of the potential voters. So the African American vote is very, very important.
The state newspaper poll shows former General Wesley Clark, civil rights activist Al Sharpton, and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean all battling for third place. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich are far behind the other candidates. Senator Edwards, who was born in South Carolina and has campaigned heavily here, says he has to win in the state to continue in the presidential race. Voting was brisk at the North Columbia Fire Station on Tuesday. Yolanda Nelson, who works as a corrections officer, says she never misses an opportunity to vote.
Just happy to be involved, to vote, you know, and whatnot. I think every vote counts. Everything makes a difference, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it. Hope to see the best man win.
Yolanda Nelson will not say who she voted for, but she and many other voters on Tuesday did say they were excited about being able to have a say in which of the seven Democratic candidates will challenge George Bush in November. Results are expected just a few hours after the polls close early Tuesday evening. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Columbia, South Carolina.